Our only hope is in my hands.
My God! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. Liturgy Cycle B, and we're on into the fourth week of Lent, and we're Sunday, and artificial intelligence, AI, the Spielberg effort.
It's a Spielberg effort, but it was originally developed by Stanley Kubrick. And it seemed to me that Kubrick would have made a very intellectual kind of analysis of a robot child with artificial intelligence, whereas Spielberg is very emotional. And so this is quite an emotional film. And I don't know that it appealed to the Kubrick fans all that much, but I hope it appealed to the Spielberg fans. It's an interesting film, and the gospel is an interesting one. We're in John chapter 3, Jesus talking with Nicodemus, talking about being born again, and God so loving the world that he sent Jesus his son. And in trying to find a film that really could dialogue with this gospel is not the easiest. And so I was very pleased when something or other clicked, and I was able to reflect and write on this particular film. It's about a robot child who grows up almost human, but lacks emotion. And so, in a sense, I was thinking the child wants to love its parents, wants to be fully human, needs to be born again, so to speak. So I think that was the focal point in thinking about this film in connection with the gospel.
Hey, it won't hurt you. I just need to see. You're a machine.
I'm a boy.
Is he a toy boy?
My name is David.
Impossible.
Now, I've got to be honest, my wife teases me mercilessly for starting to well up a little bit at films. She thinks that's hilarious. But I have to say, I think I agree with you in that Kubrick would certainly have done it differently. But I was quite taken by Spielberg's vision of Kubrick's story.
It's very good that the scientist, played by William Hurt, who creates the child, who is played by Haley Joel Osment of The Sixth Sense, really wants to endow the child with as much humanity as possible. And in a sense, he's a kind of God figure, because there he is creating the child. And so as Jesus says, God so loved the world that he sent his only son so that we might learn what love is. In a sense, the scientist is creating this child, sending it into the world, but has to learn love. So I rather enjoy seeing some of the parallels there. I'm not sure that everybody agreed with me when I first suggested this, but that is the nature of dialogue. And so I think the film does open up aspects of the gospel, which is a difficult one insofar as it's a conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. But of course, it's the famous one with that text that God so loved the world that he sent his only son.
Isn't the bottom line that you can't pre-program humanity?
That's a very good point. If I were rewriting something on this, James, I might actually take that point. So thank you for that.